WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott. The number of new coronavirus cases continues to spike in New Jersey. Another 162 positive tests since Tuesday. 467 cases being reported, but health experts caution that number is likely much higher. Efforts to force you into isolation continue, and there are the first reports of police breaking up large gatherings. And Patrick Lavery joins us live with more on that. Patrick?
Eric, we heard about the breakup of two weddings in Lakewood Tuesday night, both for violating the state's restriction on gatherings of more than 50 people and the mandate on social distancing. He is worried that such events might start to go underground in the process, undermining the aim of the well-publicized phrase, flattening the curve.
If people are gathering in large numbers, we don't care where they're gathering. It's a public health concern, and we will enforce this aggressively.
Lakewood has been hit hard by these restrictions. The largely Orthodox Jewish community has had to restrict its gatherings concurrent with the Purim holiday. In fact, all religions have been hit, canceling regular worship services. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thank you. Federal officials are focusing on the Trump administration's $1 trillion plan to stabilize the national economy, reeling from the impact of the coronavirus outbreak. New Jersey taking a number of immediate actions, including extending for 60 days Work First New Jersey cash assistance to those whose case is up for renewal in March or April, extending all emergency assistance through April 30th. And NJ Family Care will cover COVID-19 testing and related services at no cost. With a growing number of testing sites opening up, there's some confusion about which site you should go to if you start to feel sick and whether everybody is using even the same test.
Dr. Ed Lifshitz, the head of disease services for the Jersey Health Department, says the testing sites are really specimen collection sites, and
the testing that's being done on all these is all using the same general procedure. They're all using what's known as a PCR test that looks for the virus itself. These tests are all need to be approved through the FDA.
Health officials are stressing you can't just show up at a location and request a novel coronavirus test. You need a referral from your doctor first. In Trenton, David Mack, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Drive-through testing continues to expand. Two new facilities, Hackensack Meridian Health's Urgent Care Facility in Neptune City, another at Atlantic Health's corporate headquarters in Morris Township. A testing center on Campus Town in Ewing is closed after the Trentonian reports the landlord didn't want it there. 16 people spoke at public hearings Wednesday about proposed toll hikes on the Turnpike and Parkway. All of them in favor, because all of them had something to gain by having you pay more. They believe some people may have skipped the hearings due to the pandemic. Written comments can still be submitted through April 4th.
Tolls would increase an average of 37% on the New Jersey Turnpike and 27% on the Garden State Parkway. Transportation Commissioner Diane Gutierrez-Gachetti acknowledged that some question going ahead with the hearings, but says public works projects can sustain a sagging economy.
The proposed NJTA capital plan is amongst the strongest economic stimulators for the state of New Jersey.
Joe Fiordaliso of the American Council of Engineering Companies of New Jersey says it's critical that the plan be approved.
I do wish the timing of this hearing were different, as you indicated, Madam Chair. However, our capital needs just can't wait.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.